Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about Stonebrook Advanced Concept Institute. This is where I'm going to explain basically where we've had the institute on the shelf, sort of slowly gathering discussion, thought, incubating, embryonic, and we're about to roll out the institute, the good old institute. Now, this is a talk to my friend Pino and Chris, who are foundation directors. Is possibly Susan, and of course the institute. No institute would be complete without a king who doesn't want anything to do with it. And so we do have the king of the institute, and of course this is myself there. So what is an institute, and what's happened? So around these advanced concepts, it's called the Advanced Concept Institute. Around advanced concepts, there's been really nothing. It's just been the concept and then nothing. And so this is packing around the advanced concept. Now, if it was just internal, oh, I've got advanced concepts, here's an institute around it, there'd be nothing for it. However, there are situations in which advanced concepts aren't generated in your head, but they're sort of generated out in the ether, and they require institutes. The GACI, the GACI has a thing, is what is it, something or other, future. I've forgotten what the story is for the future. We have some sort of Latin thing called pain in posteriors, which is rather is imagining the future. Something along those lines. The main idea is that it has a role in enabling the future. And so often people come up with an idea of what the future is like, have a few things in, and the other institutions or other groups which they want to interface aren't there. And so that's the role of GACI. And we've come up against a situation where we desperately need it. And the story goes in that there's roughly $3,500 worth of government money being pushed at the Glenbrook Historical Society, there's sort of the government wants the Historical Society to do a certain thing, or will enable it to have lots of money if it does a certain thing, yet the society itself doesn't want to do it. And so this is a role, this is an advanced concept, and the Advanced Concept Institute will come in and interface to take over the stress, try and interface the stress, negotiate the stress of it. So essentially, you've got all these old people who don't want to learn about computers, and the Australian government is saying, look, we'll give you this $3,000, $3,500, if you do something with computers at your group. And also, if you do that, and you successfully do that, you make yourself eligible for all this other funding transition. So there's a step that the group doesn't want to take in a direction that it can grow, and so it's a growth path that it should at least look at in the actual feeling that the real problem with advanced concepts is that there are concepts which are in advance of your situation. You don't need to do this right now. There's actually no need. However, people can sort of sense it, and there's sort of things coming together. So the idea is that we'll get the GACI board together, get the GACI board, and it will play a role of interfacing with these people. So it will come in as to support a subcommittee which will administer and come up with diplomatic solutions for it. So it allows the money to enter into the historical society. However, if people look at it, look at the details of it, and when it rolls out, they say, "No, we don't want to do this. We don't want it. we're not going to have any part of it." You can at a different date just simply give the money back to the government, saying, "Look, we've applied for the grant successfully, but the situation is that," and this often happens. So if you have a researcher who wins a $1 million grant, research grant, and they're convicted of fraud or some aspects of the grant doesn't, that they die or something like that, the government says, "Okay, well, in the circumstances, we're not just going to throw the money out. It does happen. You order a grant, and it's contingent on certain things happening. And no, it's not. So look, there might be a situation where you have a series of grant money, and phase one of the grant process, you get all the money, but phase one of the grant is an evaluation thing to see where this particular concept actually works. And essentially, you might feel anxious that you should run this concept, but if it doesn't actually work, the ethical thing to do is say, look, we wrote this thing, it's got all its upside contingent, a risk factor, and once we've evaluated the risk factor, it's not there. Now, I'm just going to go in. I'll be back with you as I go on my journey to get croissant, and also to... what is it? Besides getting croissant, I've got to refuel the car on this beautiful sunny Saturday morning. So we're back again talking about the Advanced Concept Institute. Now, if you look at a bubble map, you've got sort of a social map of, say, governments and groups and communities and stuff like that. And you have to transfer concepts from one group to the other. And there's this interface problem that you have, that communication's not in a way that people understand. There's solutions which are not available to people. This is where the Advanced Concept Institute comes across. But there's also sort of another map between the actual concept and community application. So if you had sort of people and concepts one way, this would be sort of a circle on your whiteboard which would go between the two of them. So this is the Advanced Concept Institute. So initially, its role was very much in that concept people space, trying to actually work out, you know, what can we do, you know, given given the low resources we have at the moment, what is the most sensible next step, and trying to buffer the world, create a buffer zone between the world of demands and the actual thing necessary for the concept to grow up. So its fundamental aspect is to actually incubate advanced concepts. So either that is involved in the idea of a prototyping skill, and this is the fundamental thing of entire idea of concept prototyping, so this is where you get the concepts together, and then you develop the research prototype and go across it, whether this is a physical model or actually a complex social thing that you want to do. So this is essentially the process going through here with this historical society aspect, that you've got a concept which is obviously out there. They have solutions, but not solutions in the way that people are prepared to listen to it and negotiate with it, and they want it all de-risked. They want the risk taken away. Now, you can actually take the risk away by actually doing certain things. So the promise is that we can be intelligent enough to spend the money in such a way we advertise the project, but at the same time we advertise the walks and the activities of the Historical Society. We require the equipment, but we can use the equipment in other ways. If we don't have enough people, we can say that anyone can join in the project, and the benefit of joining it is that you have access rights to the benefit of grant money. You can sort of diffuse it, and then you can de-risk it by saying that if people really hate it, if it falls apart, we can all throw up our hands and actually just give the money back. And these are all solutions that, if you were looking at it, people are thinking of a pure transaction. So normally in a shop, for instance, there's a vacuum cleaner there, you've got $200 in your hand, and what happens is there's a simple exchange that that $200, which is yours, goes into your ownership, it gets given to you, or well, you have it, and you transfer the ownership of that money across to someone else, and then that vacuum cleaner becomes yours. It becomes your liability. You have to unpack it, take it home, do all these sorts of crazy things with it. And I just have a quick look up here. How am I going to actually negotiate this? So I'm just looking up here. I've got to go into the bread shop and push forward. So we'll just take it from there. Yes, so it's time for to roll out the Glenbrook Institute, and roll it out in such a way. So it's there. It's in a prototype. The actual institute itself is in prototype stage, where it's just, you know, you get these things up by little bits. Now, this is the interesting thing, is that the idea of research is not always necessarily great ideas. It's just this idea of success and succession of prototypes. Now, what am I looking here? Oh yes, the bread shop is open. Hooray! I'll be back with you in a tick.
So back again. I've just bought some bread from a really fantastic bakery. Just like, if you're ever in Australia, head up to East Blaxland and go and eat at Im's country style bakery in East Blaxland. Wow, it's got real, well, if you're from France, you probably have better food, but in Australia, if you're going to get quality bakery, go to this place and set an advertisement. Yeah, so essentially, we have the situation of group A, group B, and no solution going forward. And the fundamental issue is that the idea of we don't have a solution going forward, what are we going to do, is a fundamental issue surrounding almost all of life. I'm just checking out the cars coming up around here. They just don't bloody well stop. Okay, we're coming out here. I'm going to crash if I miss this type of stuff. So essentially, there's lots of situations where the actual thing that you want to do isn't quite there yet, and there's certain go-to solutions that people obviously think. One is obviously I want a deck, or you know, I want something, a shed built. What you can do is you can work very hard, and then you can get your money and build a shed. You know, you can just buy it. So there's sort of an idea that I can solve it with money, or you can use soft power. That is, get your friends around, influence people, and make them decide they want to have a shed. Or you can actually start to do a whole sequence of things, and that is design your shed, look at the materials for the shed, so you accumulate it. That is a way of when you don't have the ability to do it, and you don't have the structures to build it, you go through this thing called research. So research is sort of three ways of doing it. I'm going to say one is money, soft power, and research. Now, the research has a series of disciplines with it, and the fundamental discipline in research is... just look at this person here, open house, bloody hell. One of the fundamental research aspect of it is... well, what the heck are we thinking about? Is prototyping. So prototyping, and that is, get the concepts together, and because it's a concept prototype, you can suggest these things where the prototype can go ahead. So it's not there yet. However, it's together, and such and such a concept will work, or there will be this solution in place. And so you have this prototype transition, that is a concept prototype where things are put together just conceptually. And the important thing is that you don't rush anything. So if you have got a new brand, a new way of, say, electric cars or something like that, it's important to actually just build the appropriate prototype rather than actually booking room in a local car yard out the back of nowhere. There's going to be no customers. There will be in years to come. They'll be the only people selling it. But there's certain things you do, sort of like you're trying to get your wife a present for Christmas. No idea, but you know what you do is that you get the wrapping paper for it, and you do other things like drop hints about it. But you have got no idea how to do it. So the idea of concept prototyping is just to get the concepts together on the page, you know, sort of space filling it, to go across there, and the ability to say, well, I can change the concepts. The idea is this very broad thing, it's to actually see how the concepts get together. That's your very first step. And then the next step is a research prototype. That is where the concepts are not designed with the flexibility. Designed with the flexibility to respond, such you can then move within that concept envelope to select the right direction. And when the concept is up and going, it turns from a research prototype into a production prototype. That is something which there's a certain point in time where the it goes from actually checking sort of concept facing design, that is you've got to select the right concept, and then when it goes from concept realization to refinement, in that refinement stage, once it goes into refinement and it's up and running, it goes there. Now, this is the entire thing, is that people sort of think this is a linear process, and it is a linear process, but certain things happen in sort of a step way, that this process goes on. Like if you just follow this process, the end result is that it's scrapped and superseded by something else. Now that might be it. And a lot of people, when you look at things, a lot of institutions, a lot of things we do sort of stop working after a while, and that is the initiators and the maintainers. The maintainers replace the initiators, the pragmatists replace the maintainers, and eventually it dies, and that's because they don't have a really good concept of what they're doing. So I'm just going to come around here. I just have to watch this so I don't crash around. I'm just doing this roundabout. So this here, so part of the Glenbrook Institute is one is maintenance of initiation of the guidance and consulting through that prototype stage, you know, the concept research production prototype, go through that way, and then also long-term management of something, that is, so that you can assess, you've got a project, and you can assess the resources associated with that project so that you're not something you want to do, but that's within a larger framework. So this is, you want to do something, but you want to actually understand how it gets done. To put it up. So what I'm trying to say is that you're going to say, you look at the concept research prototype and you've got this upper overview that, hang on, people are eventually going to like it. There's certain groups of people who like a recipe, like to follow a recipe, and there's certain sort of people who can analyse a recipe and say, look, it's got to be stopped. And you can look at that and you can say, overall, let's look at the integral investment that we do as a group in here, and can we actually cut back on the concept, reduce what we do, limit it, sort of don't overfeed. It's sort of like if you can, if you over-fertilise a plant when it's very early, like if you excessively water a plant very early on in its life. Let's have a quick moment here. If you over-fertilise a plant in its very early days, you can easily get to grow in the incorrect way. If you water something incorrectly, surface water something, it's sort of work out on deep watering. Now, the problem is that deep watering for project, that is where you soak information, let it go into the soil and let the roots grow over a period of time. So this is a project. This is the understanding of how that operates in terms of a project. So if you get if you activate too much activity early on, you get a whole lot of enthusiastic people who require a lot of supervision and maintenance. It's much better to have a small team to go ahead and to actually, within any particular year or process, prune the project back, prune it right back, so that it goes across. Now, what he's got a red light and he's just decided this is a cyclist. Sun going here, and this is ideal. Often it happens that they've got a sort of a nominal direction that you go into this service station, and it's nominal in terms of they've nominated it, but other drivers have decided, no, it's less convenient, I'm going to do something else. And here's a roll, old chap, old surfy. Biggie's looked after himself for an old surf. He's normally old surfaces. Old surfaces are completely riddled with something else. Okay, so that's just a person I've seen going into the station. We're about to come to the end of it. I'm about to get some cheaper petrol, I hope. Okay.
Okay, I'm back again after refueling my car. I've got to reset 402. I've got to set the odometer again. Amazing. So 402, I'd say 430 litres of kilometres per tank full, which is sort of like pitiful, but to actually try and work that out. And I've got sort of a new tank full, so this is sort of like the effective range of the car. And of course, what eats up the petrol is sort of going up a mountain with a very heavy load of people that sort of just chogs through the petrol parts to go through. Yeah, look, I'm just trying to think about the number of things where you have an expert. Oh, crap. Oh, this is, I've turned up one early. Yeah, so you get a expert third-party person in. It's where the actual... there's a whole heap of times where the expertise and time... You've got to get on with living your life. You've got to... Like this historical society's got to get on with actually doing its history stuff. And I've just got a message here from my mobile phone. So someone's messaged me, so I'm going to have to... just pull in here, obviously, because you don't want to A, have a crash, B, go in here. So I'm just going to stop for the moment and have a look at what I've been told. Probably be by this, it's the general thing.
Okay, that was, in fact, getting back onto the line. That was my wife saying buy chicken schnitzels. Oh, England Brookside. I just hope it's all okay. Just really pushing things. Yeah, so what I was talking about is the idea that there is a role for, part of societies and groups is that different groups take on different roles. So you may be have your books and accountants, and you have an accountant look at your books such that, you know, they're expert in it, and it de-risks it. And if there's a mistake, it's a professional mistake. It's not sort of what is it going to say? There's what is it? It's a sort of basic governance. That is a division of power. And so, although it may seem bloody efficient to have the priest, the politician, and the king the same person, if you divide the power into estates, you can actually ensure that that people are acting as a professional disinterest here. So a lot of these things in life is that, like, a dentist rarely will do his own teeth, but or a dentist will tend not to do his family stuff, because so if you are doing your wife and you're having a big argument and you do root canal and your drill slips and causes immense pain, and you can say, well, look, and you go and you go and do a lot of research and find out that the drill company is actually responsible, and it's even your best effort, and of course all this type of stuff. It impugns. So there is a method and a madness to this, to actually get in a party for it. And so in this case, the Glenbrook Advanced Concept Institute is the ideal place, because it allows the history people to get in and ensure that they meet those objectives, and there's no conflict, they're not drawn that I have to do this because of money. And then the GACI can come in here and broker and negotiate things, saying, well, we can do this if this, and often people will not necessarily, they don't have the scope to understand that there is this flexibility. There is the fact that it's unlike a commercial transaction. There is elements of commercial transactions there, but the actual use of the equipment is for the generalized community to come across. Or their objective is the money is spent, so there's that much training. You don't have to be. It doesn't have to be people within the community, it's objectively the money is to do this. Well, you can actually advertise for something in such a way that it cross promotes and gets multiple things done. Now, from as far as the government is concerned, it's getting the free community penetration. It's getting the brand name. It is paying for your brand name. That's what it is doing. It's essentially, it's giving money for your brand name and import, and it's part of, here we're doing, or what I'm planning for, is $500 ad in the local paper, which advertises the Society of Walks, which is, a set object, which it does well, and, so it's just fire danger. Oh, sorry, there's a sign up for high fire danger. Sorry, I've got some real sore throat. I'm just so worried to see
cyclists. You're just going cyclists, and there is always that risk that they can just slide and fall or lose control, go out to traffic. It just always terrifies me. it's trying to actually present it there and actually develop it. So this is the problem, is that the Gacky is in a prototype, it's a concept prototype. It's now itself going from a concept to research prototype, trying to see how it can produce things. So you've got this sort of double, it requires, now the entire thing is that a concept prototype exists purely on people who've got the time and the imagination to work with concepts. A research prototype is a bit broadened because they can actually, it allows people to actually, who don't fully understand the concepts to, and this includes the people, initial people. So it initially grows. So this is a problem of the gacking, is that people don't, people who are really, digging their fingers into the furniture, you know, in terms of tension and resistance, they're not going to take a sort of a new concept forward. They're also just going through here. Come on. This is I'm in Glenbrook. Oh my God, Father! It's there's a hum. There's a humming thing. I better just, I'll drop in on the, very quickly drop in on the museum as we come in. Just talk about it. Well, it's not looking good, mate. It's, Glenbrook's parked up to the shit. No, what's happened to my Glenbrook? There's people, there's markets, there's fire brigades, there's, just, it's getting out of control. Out of control, mate. No, it's not looking good. Oh, look, let's look here. Bugger. Okay, look, I'm just going to have to go into park this baby. No, it's not looking good. Oh, shit. Okay, well, I'll be with you in a second. It's pandemonia here, mate. It's pandemonia. Okay, back again, the final stint. Home is a reverse out of this, having bought my chicken schnitzels. I'm going to say my wife's chicken schnitzels, the chicken schnitzels from Glenbrook, which is absolutely, you can't bloody move here. I don't know what's happened. It's just before Christmas, there's the market days on, and it's just buckets and buckets of people. Everyone's, unfortunately, the old guys aren't doing so well to come across. It's sort of rather an interesting group. We're talking about the Advanced Concept Institute. Now, one of the things about having a shop front or various systems, or any system, is that it's a sort of standalone and can actually, what's its robustness? That is, having separate systems, having a separate purchasing department, production department, research department. What happens is that when one department has a bad day, it's sort of decoupled. And so this is, it's overall having a bad day, you decouple it and have subcommittees working on it. Now, the problem is that if you don't structure these things, these take a lot of things to administer. So if you have a research department which is just gone absolutely banana pear shape, it's overstepped its role as a research department. It wants to take leadership. So you actually need it's not good enough just to have these little departments or groups together. You've got to have a leadership base, and this is one of the things that the Gacky hopefully will do, is actually assess the ability of a group to actually engage. Does it have its leadership systems involved? Because essentially it's got this two things. One is to get the prototypes up
prototype systems up and get a standalone system, because it wants to actually move from advanced concept to advanced concept. And our advanced concept needs two is the prototype phase, but also it needs to get the management things inside such that the concept itself delivers what it promises to do. And there's no point in delivering and actually taking up all the resources. It's sort of like giving someone a pet pony. They've always wanted a pony, but they don't have the money to support it. They don't have the land to support it, but they love that pony. So the concept is there. It's easy to sell, but the actual systems aren't there. So it's the second system of the series of you draw your pony, make it out of plasticine and stuff like that, and you get the concept across, you sell it, you buy it. You finally got the concept, you've got that prototype sequence up and running. It finally delivers what you hope it does. But at the end of the day, you've got to have this sustainability of the concept. The idea is that the concept is not sustainable by itself, by Gaki. Gaki comes in, it's got the advanced concept. If it actually had enough to actually, enough funding to run concepts, yeah, that would be a research organisation, but it's an advanced concept institute. So its specialty is actually mothering or putting forward advanced concepts. Now I'm back home, and hopefully everything's hunky-dory and A-OK. See you. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another podcast, another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.